Next patient is Erin Connor, E-R-I-N, Erin Connor, C-O-N-N-E-R, Connor. Date of birth is 10/26/64. Date of visit is 12/7/23. Please make copy for Mark Kendrick, M.D. Mark Kendrick, M-A-R-K, Kendrick, K-E-N-D-R-I-C-K, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Mark, thank you for sending Erin Connor for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Hospital and illness. This is a 59-year-old female who has been experiencing cough and intermittent fevers, chest tightness, wheezing, and trouble taking deep breaths since September this year. Brings up yellowish mucus. She has been using albuterol inhaler and has been on a Trilogy Ellipta inhaler for a month, which gives her some relief. But her symptoms do recur when she's off the inhaler, and she has been taking oral steroids intermittently for relief period. The patient also had a chest x-ray which showed, chest x-ray on 9/26/23, which showed bibasilar streakiness consistent with atelectasis and mild fibrotic scarring, and some degenerative changes in the thoracic spine. She has not had any recent pulmonary function tests. The patient has taken two courses of antibiotics for the past 2 months, including cefuroxime and Zithromax. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history includes tubal ligation, history of DNC. Past history for laser surgery for actinic keratosis. She also had cataract surgery to both eyes with implants. And I had a TIA in the past. She has hypothyroidism and hypertension and depression. Next paragraph. Allergies to Bioxin and Bactrim and sulfur. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for 35 years and quit in September of 23. Next paragraph. Can you also mention alcohol use occasional? Next paragraph. Med list included Trilogy Ellipta, one puff daily, 100 micrograms. fluoxetine 20 milligrams a day, chlorothalidone 25 milligrams daily, Synthroid 100 micrograms daily, Ambien 10 milligrams HS. Next. Family history, mother is alive at age 80 and has history of asthma. And she has asthma in her uncles and grandfather on the mother's side. And grandchildren have asthma. Next paragraph. Oh, I'm sorry. Father had history of lymphoma and parotid cancer. Next, system review of the patient has fatigue. She had weight gain, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has shortness of breath, cough, wheezing, and occasional mastitis. And she has reflux symptoms, no nausea, vomiting. And she has diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains. And she does have palpitations and no leg swelling. She has depression. She has no bruising. She does have joint pains, muscle aches, and stiffness. She has headaches, no memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight, middle-aged, white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure. 140 over 80, pulse is 102, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 201, saturation 92, on room air, HE and ear norms, phallic pupils reacting equal, tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruise in the thyroid, enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds. And inspiratory and expiratory wheezes scattered throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. No crackles, heart seems to be regular, asthma and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities with no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, breast number 1 is asthmatic bronchitis. And number 2 is chronic cough and reactive airways. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, obstructive sleep apnea. Next plan, the patient. Number 5 is hypothyroidism. Number 6 is depression. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest. With contrast, also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Advised to get a CBC, BMP, IgE level. She was placed on Augmentin 875 milligrams BID for 7 days. Prednisone 10 milligrams BID for 2 weeks. Continued Symbicort inhaler 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs, BID. And follow-up visit. Vaishnava was also advised to use CPAP nightly for sleep apnea. Follow-up here approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Please add in the past history. The patient also has a history of obstructive sleep apnea for which he uses a CPAP. For which he was prescribed a CPAP nightly. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Mark Kendrick, MD, please. Thank you.